you lie awake at night pondering life's big questions? Is there a God? What is the meaning of life? How would one do an hour-long sports show without ever actually talking about sport? If yes, we can help you answer 33% of these pressing questions. All you have to do is check out the starting block on tavshow.com, Periscope, Stream Me, or YouTube Wednesday mornings at 3 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can also download the podcast on iTunes just by searching for The Starting Block in the store or at thestartingblock.podbean.com. Or if you're really desperate for answers, why not check us out on Twitter at The Starting Block, no K at the end, don't forget to drop that K. Enlightenment is now only a click away.
Public Radio's loss is TAVshow.com's gain. You're listening to The Starting Block.
Hey, what's The Starting Block here for another week. You've got myself, Gruno, and I'm joined by a man who's an ARIA Award nominee for Best Spoken Word Album of this year, my co-captain Dame. How are we, sir?
Very good, Gruno. I'd like to thank my parents, God. I'd like to thank all of the fans out there, my manager. Of course, the label, all of the sponsors. I'd really like to thank the Academy. I couldn't do this without you. Much love.
Well, it's the industry, not the Academy.
The industry.
The industry. Australia Record Industry Awards.
No, fuck the industry.
Just the Academy, though.
I'd want to thank the Academy.
They have nothing to do with the ARIAs.
It doesn't matter.
Shout out
to the Academy. To everyone on board the listenership, all the boys and girls, thanks for joining us. And what do I else?
The blockheads. You can do my bit then.
In their millions.
Tuning in right around the world.
There you go. That was very smooth.
That was smooth. Should we start again?
That was the kind of thing that gets you a top nominee as spoken word.
Best spoken word album. Exactly. Yep. It's an award. So for our American listeners, if you're wondering what the hell that is in reference to.
Yeah, I don't even know, really.
The ARIA Awards are on tonight as we speak.
Are they?
Only thing I could think of off the top of my head.
Yeah. So is that like our MTV Awards?
That is like our Grammy Awards.
Grammy Awards, right.
For the Australian music industry. Now,
we don't have a version of the MTV Awards. That would be Night at the Pub, wouldn't it?
Pretty much.
Like, hey, who's the biggest dickhead in this whole place? Let's pour stuff on his head.
100%.
There you go.
So that's going on tonight. Thinking about it earlier, I realised I could not name one Australian album from this year.
Yeah, good point.
No idea.
I couldn't name one Australian album from the last 10 years. Do you still listen to music?
I do, but all the albums I purchased were released in early 2000s.
Exactly, right?
So I still listen to plenty of tunes. I just don't listen to any new tunes. I think the last band that I listened to that was a new tune was a band called King of the North.
King of the North.
A two-piece rock band. And the only reason I know about them is because they opened for Mark of Cain.
Right, okay.
So I saw them live. They were awesome. Bought the album and kind of got into them. That's the only reason I know. Otherwise, wouldn't have known about them.
Yeah, see, all of the best bands, I think all of the best Australian bands have already happened.
Yeah, they're done.
Like you mentioned Mark of Cain. They were around for like 25 years.
They're still around. I saw them last year.
Still around, but like in their heyday.
Yeah, brilliant.
You know, but see, they were like 20 years before their time.
Oh, yep.
You know what I mean? So it's a sad state of affairs.
Very much.
Sia would obviously win everything, wouldn't she?
She's New Zealander, isn't she?
I thought she's Aussie.
Oh, I'm pretty sure Sia's from New Zealand.
Really?
That's how little I know about the Australian music industry right now.
Okay, there you go.
As
it's close enough, isn't it, New Zealand? Don't we normally adopt them?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, it depends on how successful. Exactly. As soon as we left the Australian music scene, it was dead to me.
Yeah, I'd like to give Russell Crowe back.
Yeah, can we ship him back?
We'll trade you Rusty and keep someone else.
Yeah. I'm going to open with...
Mate.
I like stories about piñatas.
Straight away.
Be a Gruno story time.
You're going to open the kimono? Now, you nearly didn't make it here today.
Nearly didn't make it. Had to send out a preemptive tweet earlier this morning.
An SOS, if you will.
An SOS, yeah. Sending out an
SOS.
To basically let the blockheads know.
This is why we weren't invited to the ARIA Awards.
Because of that.
Yeah.
Well, a bit out of key. It's been a while since we've had a band practice.
That's true. Just a note to the listeners, Gruno did actually used to be the singer in our band.
Oh, the term singer used very loosely. Very loosely. There was a microphone put in front of me. I screamed my fucking lungs into it.
Yeah.
And then, oh, there it is. And we moved on. Now, yes, yeah, so send a warning just to let the blockheads know, because I know a lot of them live in the most, actually, who am I kidding? Everyone but BE lives in America.
Yeah.
That listens to our show live anyway.
Live.
So I thought, look, these people are kind enough to listen to our show. They get up in the middle of the night
they
to
do.
Tune in.
Or stay up till
or
the
stay
middle
up
of
to the middle of the
which
night.
Which is the case of Sin Soaked.
Yeah, exactly.
Who so, we can only assume has drank, what, 4 or 5 bottles of vodka by now.
Oh, we're playing How Pissed Is Sin Soaked.
How Pissed Is Sin Soaked. That's a new segment, right?
Our favourite game.
Sin Soaked's in the chat.
Yeah, I'm guessing. I don't know. What's his drink of choice? I reckon he's a whiskey man.
Yeah, bourbon. Definitely bourbon.
Yeah, definitely bourbon. I reckon he's at least.
The connoisseur of the brown liquors.
I reckon he's at least half a bottle of bourbon.
Half a bottle?
At least half.
Straight, like naked or with coke?
I reckon he's a man on the rocks.
On the rocks, man.
Without, and if, actually, I don't even think on the rocks. I reckon straight from the bottle.
Straight from the bottle. Straight a straw the bottle. In the bottle.
No,
one
no straw.
One of those novelty straws that has all the loops in it.
None of that pussy shit.
A cocktail straw with a little umbrella.
It's Jim Morrison style, straight out of the bottle.
Jim Morrison style.
It's the only reference I could think of that I saw drinking out of
then you'd be bottle. Putting Valium in the bottle before you drink it.
Yeah, good point.
At least
good
a point. Packet.
Yeah, one or two.
At least a packet.
So my guess is a half a bottle of whiskey.
Half a bottle of whiskey.
Yeah, that's my tip. Gotcha. How pissed is Sin Soaked?
Place your bets if you're in the chat. How pissed is Sin Soaked?
Yeah. You can normally tell by the questions he asks.
Yeah.
So don't shoot your load too early. Wait till he's asked a few questions and then make your guess.
Green, I just want to let you know that the owner and CEO of TAVshow.com, Greeno, James R., has joined us in the chat.
Good news.
Just to verify you're here.
He had to check my attendance.
He had to make sure that you actually showed up today.
He thought I was playing Ducks and Drakes.
Absolutely.
So I sent out first tweet, just let everyone know, may not make it, flash flooding, it's absolute chaos out there.
Yeah.
I may not be able to make it into the studio. And then I sent out in mid-afternoon, I'm like, look, I've rented a canoe. We're good to go.
A canoodle.
I found a way to get there. We're all sorted. CC James in just to make sure I got my Mountain Dew because there was threats that the Mountain Dew would be rescinded from
it would be redirected to me.
Well, why would it get redirected to you?
I actually take payment of the studio Mountain Dew.
Ah, studio Dew. Okay,
studio
so we've
Jew.
Got
performing. The Jew that's due to the studio.
Yeah.
Comes to me.
The Jews. Yeah, you've got so there's performance Jew.
Yeah.
And then there's studio due.
Yeah, that's right.
And then we've got maintenance due.
And then there's bonus due at the end of the year.
Don't forget about the bonus due.
Don't forget
about the Christmas bonus due while we're at it, James. Christmas just around the corner.
Can we get dues at Christmas? I thought it was a Hanukkah.
Yeah, good point.
There you
good
go.
Good point.
See what I did there?
I see what you did there. Yeah. Two different words, though.
So talented. Yeah, but they sound the same.
Adieu and Jew.
Adieu for you, adieu, adieu.
Three different words. Made it long, nonetheless. Now, to get here, Damo, fucking nightmare.
Yeah.
So.
How bad was the rain?
The things I have to deal with.
Yeah. I was sleeping.
Is beyond recognition. Now,
it's beautiful sleeping weather, I have to tell you.
You criticised me with a tweet. As soon as I said that out to let the listeners know, may not make it tonight.
Oh,
you know,
I was
flash
on
flooding.
To it.
You were straight on. You criticised me going, hang on, you gave me shit for not doing a show 2 weeks ago.
That's right.
Now this. Now let's compare. We've got a month's worth of rain, torrential downpours, cyclone weather outside. Greeno still rocks up.
Yep.
You missed a show 2 weeks ago.
Correct.
Because a US non-presidential election was occurring.
Midterm elections.
And you were maybe going to do a show.
Yes.
In our time slot.
Yeah.
That you didn't end up doing.
Didn't end up doing, no.
But you were criticising my one.
Yeah, but Greeno, here's the thing. You can compare the rainstorm, RBE from the UK is in the chat giving us the stats, said a month's worth of rain fell in 2 hours.
Correct.
Before 7 a.m.
Yeah.
Which is pretty bad.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm here to tell you that 60 years worth of storm is coming to the United States via these elections. Do you like that?
No.
Did you see what I did there?
No. Take that back. That's
I'm
terrible.
Not taking it back. I'm leaving it hanging out
terrible.
There.
I'm just going to leave the silence to let that linger.
Okay.
Like a bad fart.
Okay. Timing is everything in
it
comedy.
Is. It's all that comedy. first issue, rented the canoe, all sold out.
The canoodles, gone.
I thought I was all trouble. So end up getting, I got a mate on the black market, hooked me up, one of those peddly little boats.
Ah, like you would get at a duck pond
now
with your lover.
Correct. Now, the issue was, it is a two-seater.
So you just went around in circles.
So I did the circles for a bit.
Yeah.
And then I had to go manspreading.
Yeah.
On both sides.
Yes, I like
that. Just to get the canoodle working.
Absolutely.
Made here in the end.
And you get that nice gust of wind upon the genitals, Greeno, yep. Keep you cool down there.
Straight up the sack.
Which is important when you're water pedaling.
Yeah. So in the end, miracle I'm here, Damo. I fought heaven and hell.
Yeah.
Wind and water, all of it.
Yeah.
Just to be here in the studio to make sure we put on.
Congratulations. Give yourself a nice Gary.
Definite nice Gary for Greeno.
Nice Gary.
For making it here today.
For surviving the elements.
Now, should we... I better close off the story.
I like stories about pinatas.
Let's close that one off. But we might as well quickly step back in time.
Oh, let's do it.
Periscope a week late.
Cool.
Time to answer the questions from our listeners from a week ago. Now,
next week, this will be my favourite segment.
Next week.
Yeah. Well, it's not now because we're doing last week.
Yeah, correct.
So when we get to next week, this week will be my favourite segment.
What's so special about this week?
I think it's going to be good, the chat.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm preempting the chat.
You're putting it out there.
I'm putting it out there.
Pressure's onto the blockheads.
Yeah, that's right. I'm putting a challenge out there. Make this week's chat the best.
Yeah.
Because next week, this segment will be the best segment we've ever done.
I like it.
Yeah.
Is Stefan Sears in the chat?
Stefan Sears is in the chat.
All right. So last week, he asked the question, Greeno, next week, wear your baseball uniform on the show.
Baseball uniform. Because
we're
good
talking
idea.
About Coach Greeno.
Yes, the Royals.
So, because this is the people's show.
Oh, no.
The uniform
oh,
is here.
Oh, no. He's done it.
I thought I did.
He's done it.
Look at the Royals uni. We're going to
work on. Oh, look at that.
And why do we do it? Because we're the people show, Damon.
Yeah, that's fantastic, Greeno.
Just for Stefan.
That is a very smart looking kit there.
That's a quality kit.
That's a very smart looking uniform.
I didn't pay for it.
You didn't pay for it?
No.
Can you buy them?
You can. So
I might buy one just as a fan, Greeno.
I've got two. I've got two unis.
Yep.
I've got the one with my name on the back,
yep.
as well as the number of choice. That one I had to pay for.
Yeah.
This one was a loaner from the club that I just never gave back.
You see, you're even a tight ass with your own baseball team.
Well, no, I paid my club fees.
Do you?
And technically, my theory is...
And you steal the money back in uniforms.
Balance it out. Kuna Makata.
There you go.
Circle of life.
What is it? The Holsworthy Royals?
No, the Moorbank Royals.
The Moorbank Royals.
So, yeah, because we're the people show.
There you go.
If people start sending in requests going...
What a wonderful treat.
If you start sending in requests going, next week, let's put Greeno in bondage gear, not going to happen.
Not going to happen.
Send through a reasonable dress request, we'll whack it on.
I might do the bondage gear.
There we go.
Yeah.
We'll get in the gimp.
Yeah.
all right. The first Periscope Week Late question was...
Yeah.
Oh, no, this was just a comment from @SLR_FL. Good Lord, it's 4:45 a.m. here in South Florida. Why am I up listening to some blockheads?
Good question.
We can't answer that.
No, I wouldn't like to answer that.
That's more of a self-reflection thing.
Yeah, the only way I could answer that would be some kind of, well, I guess you've got some kind of issues at home.
Yeah.
Maybe you hate yourself.
Definitely.
Trouble sleeping, obviously.
100%.
Drug addiction, perhaps.
Yeah.
Depression.
I'm intrigued.
Why else would you be here?
The question is, are you up early or are you up late?
Yes.
At 4:47.
Yes.
Because if you're up early, I'd say we're probably not the listening choice.
No.
Because it's pointless drivel. You're normally a bit more alert as soon as you wake up.
Really?
If you're listening to us at the end of a day at 4:47, this bullshit sounds entertaining.
Oh, yeah.
Much
totally
better
professional.
When you're sleep deprived.
Totally professional.
At BE from the UK, he mentioned that, shout out to BE. I can't believe he's in the chat.
Message in the chat from Stefan Sears, Greeno.
Yeah.
I feel special. He even canoed that in uniform in for me.
Oh, there no, you got to whack it in, yeah.
Yeah.
Whack it in the canoe. I'm giving BE.
Nice, Gary!
You're also being told, sorry to interrupt, you're being told by the owner and CEO of TAVshow.com, Greeno, James R., that you need to sell those uniforms in the TAVshow.com gift shop.
Oh, the gift shop?
Yeah.
All right, I'll get in touch with the president of Moorbank.
Yeah. Maybe we can do some kind of supply deal with Don Camaro. Now that
now
we know
talking.
He's in the clothes business.
Yeah, now we know, definitely.
Now he's officially in the clothes business, but just on the sly.
Under the table.
Magic and Pets.
We'll get him in the gift shop there.
Magic and Pets and baseball gear.
Good question. I'm going to pause, if I may, the chat. What is in the current TAVshow.com store?
Yeah, good question.
What is the current merch? James, get in touch with us.
Yeah, get in touch with us.
Let us know.
Maybe this is something we should have discussed in pre-show.
Something we really shouldn't be discussing on air.
Yeah.
Could have saved that to off air.
Exactly.
Maybe had that.
That's back of house.
Probably had that in our team meeting at the end of month.
Yes, good idea.
James,
Dorothy Boyd can take notes.
James, can you get Dorothy to whack it on the agenda?
For the next meeting. And get her to review the minutes of the previous meeting just in case we've already discussed it.
I still haven't received them.
Haven't you?
No.
Well, we've got to get the minutes.
I'll check my inbox.
Yeah. I think Dorothy only just got back from holiday.
She's been back for like a month now. Fuck her. Get her on board.
Okay.
Pick up your game, Dorothy.
She's busy giving Lomi Lomi massages and feeding him hand-feeding pistachio nuts in the TAVshow.com headquarters screen.
The commode.
Yeah.
The reason I gave BE a nice Gary, he's been battling fires up there. He's getting emergency warnings to evacuate.
Oh, is he really?
And he's still here listening to our show. Why is beyond me. But we appreciate it
because this is obviously more important than the life of his family and loved ones.
Yeah, exactly. we do appreciate you listening, tuning in, BE. Yeah, hope you and the family and the house and all that is also safe.
Exactly.
He said last week that Miss Tuma,
yes, Karen Tuma.
It's Karen Tuma. Does listen to the show but doesn't make comments in the Periscope chat.
Doesn't she?
She might have made a run for the rankings, the power rankings, that is.
Yeah, but she's going to have to comment. You have to comment if you're going to get in the power rankings.
It doesn't have to be on the Periscope. It can be on the Twitter.
It can be on the Twitter.
Flag it on
at
Twitter.
The starting block, one word drop the K
that's
at
fine.
The end.
Yep. At Perusia1 asked, Boogie, did you ever swim for Australia?
No, I did not.
We're talking about your return to the pool?
No, I did not. I was a very average swimmer.
Average enough to make the state?
Yeah, good enough. Yeah, but at that level, very average.
Very average.
There's degrees of good.
Yeah.
And you can be good up to a certain point until you come up against the best, and then you're pretty average.
Then you're pretty average, comparative.
Yeah.
At Jewel SC asks, can I have some assurance? Is there a limited number of pre-shows?
A limited number of pre-shows?
So how many pre-shows can we do? Because I think we were talking about the fact that it was still technically the pre-show at about the 55-minute mark.
Yeah. Well, I mean, didn't we ascertain that the entire week, like, except for the last 15 minutes of every program.
Until we get to the sports content.
It's all pre-show.
It's all pre-show. We're just leading up.
Yep.
It's the entree to before we get to the show.
The hors d'oeuvre, the foreplay group.
Because this is a sports show.
Yes. The incidental graze on the scrotum.
Yep.
With the back of the palm.
Correct.
Yep.
At Perusia1 also asked, geez, you guys can waffle.
Mm.
And they say women can talk a lot. I'm offended by that.
I can waffle. I like them with bananas and maple syrup myself.
You go, well, see, I'm more of a...
Ice cream.
Yeah, just whack a bit of ice cream on it.
Scoop of ice cream. Do you put topping on the ice cream on the waffle?
It depends. Depends what mood I'm in.
Have you ever had strawberry waffles?
No.
That's something you should definitely try.
Is the strawberry inside the waffle or are you putting strawberries on top of the waffle?
No, strawberry on top, but like, you know, you caramelized strawberry, so it's all nice and sugary and
not a
runny.
Fan. Not a fan of any caramel.
Aren't you? No. I don't think it is caramel. How do you get that syrup? Strawberry, sugary syrup that you
caramel.
Pour all that on top?
Yeah,
that's caramel. No, caramel's a very specific taste.
Yeah, but it's still, like, you put a crystallized sugar, that's caramel.
Yeah, it's a caramel process.
Right.
It's not the traditional caramel of what we think
of. No, I understand,
of.
Because that's a fake caramel. I'm talking about real caramel.
So
real
wait,
caramel
you're saying that caramel is fake caramel real caramel is not caramel.
That caramel syrup shit is not caramel. Caramel is when you crystallize sugar.
So you're telling me what I think of as caramel is not actually caramel.
Correct.
That's fake caramel.
That's fake caramel.
Why don't they call it fake caramel?
Well, because they can't call it fake caramel because it's caramel. It's kind of like chocolate topping. That's not really chocolate. There's no chocolate in the fucking thing. It's all flavors and preservatives and...
I'm really disappointed. I feel like I've just been told there's no Santa Claus.
Yeah.
Here I am all these years asking for, you know, caramel thick shakes.
Yeah.
I should be asking for fake caramel thick shakes.
Yeah. Well, it's like if you ask for a banana thick shake, do you see any bananas go in the blender? No, they just
it's
chuck
banana,
some banana
flavored.
Syrup.
Yeah.
100%.
Okay.
So, very good point there, Perusia. We can waffle, as we just illustrated.
Someone asked for chicken waffles. I don't like savory waffles.
Ah, savory waffles. Oh, I had those when I was in the US, man. They were fucking amazing.
Really?
Waffles, gravy. It was quite good.
Gravy.
Yeah.
Did you have a biscuit in the US?
Of course I had a biscuit.
Now, see, Kimmy is a lovely lady from the South, Greener.
Yeah,
she's
yeah.
from Mississippi.
Yeah, yeah.
And one of her favorite foods is a biscuit.
Yeah.
But when we think of a biscuit, we think of a cookie.
Well, yeah, we think cookies. That's what a biscuit is in Australia.
That's right.
But a biscuit in America is like a bread roll.
A bread roll.
Yeah.
Is it different to a bread roll? Because why wouldn't it be a bread roll? Is it a fake bread roll?
It's different.
It's different.
It's different. It's kind of like a
caramel biscuit.
It's kind of like a damper is technically a bread roll, but it's a damper. Like it's what the ingredients are made of. Someone, okay. BE, you're always good at this
Is it more soft? Is it more chewy?
BE's going to research and let us know in the chat what's in a biscuit compared to a bread roll.
Okay.
I think, the one I had was, a bit more doughy.
A bit more doughy.
A bit doughier.
Okay, maybe
delicious
it was just
though.
Undercooked.
Yep. Grits.
Yeah, grits.
Grits.
Kiss my grits.
Kiss my grits.
Isn't grits like chopped up ham and shit?
No, isn't grits? I thought it was something else.
Like pig intestine.
Nah, I think it's something completely different. If I go back to my Doc Hollywood knowledge.
It's like cereal, right?
Nah, yeah, it's kind of like a porridgey thing, isn't it?
Porridgey thing.
Not. It's in Doc Hollywood. It's also in My Cousin Vinny.
My Cousin Vinny.
They talk about how to make grits.
See where we get our knowledge from, our extensive knowledge.
It's the only way I know about grits.
And apparently all women in the United States look like Marissa Tomei.
If only.
I can't wait to get there.
It'd be a great world if all the women
wouldn't it?
Look like Marissa Tomei. Let's get the American ladies, though. They love the Aussie accent.
They do, apparently.
I got hit on at a baseball game when
Did
I was
really?
In the US.
Did you really?
By a bartender chick. I just went up, ordered a beer, and she's like, I love your accent. I'm like, mate, I don't know why.
I don't get it either.
I think we sound rough as.
But rough as guts,
rough
mate.
Rough as guts, but hey. Whatever,
get that up, yeah.
Whatever works. At BE from the UK also asked the question about, is the 2GLF Christmas party in the park across the road from the studio? Well, the park is free, so I'm assuming, yeah, that's probably where they hold it.
Yeah, I don't know, because there'd be a number of syringes.
Yeah, but you work your way around those.
Probably used condoms.
I did. I think I probably definitely used condoms.
Have you ever seen any funny business in that park, Greta?
I have. I've definitely seen.
What have you seen?
Have you ever done any funny business in a park?
Absolutely. Haven't you?
Definitely. It's a rite of passage.
Now, we have definitely, we've thrown off the kimono and thrown it in the fire.
There's no kimono.
There's no kimono anymore.
We've waxed the ball sack at this point.
It is full spread eagle now.
Yeah, exactly.
Baby, you get to see all the secrets.
I'm glad. 23 minutes in, the show's off the rails.
Hey, I really love your accent.
Yeah. Want to come to a park?
Yeah.
Let's
go hang out in the park. There's a free bench over there, love. Let's
there
get into
is.
It.
To answer your question, BE, I don't think anyone's showing up at this party anyway, so they can have it wherever they want.
That's it.
BE had another question. How would Prince Harry feel at a strip club with his mother's face on the money? It's a great question, BE.
That is.
That is a great question. How'd he feel? Look,
because imagine what his mother would be looking at him as he stuffs the bill into the stripper's underwear, Greta.
Correct.
Like looking back at him.
Looking back.
Yeah.
Well, hang on a sec. No, isn't, with the exception of the $5 note, that's the only one with Elizabeth on it, right?
Yeah, but what else are you giving strippers? 20s?
No,
come on,
what
man.
I'm saying is the rest is coins. So is BE tipping, like, you know, the 20 cent pieces?
Putting them in the slot.
Putting them in the slot, exactly. Side note, I think it was James R. retweeted a protest protester from the US last week whose form of protesting was to pull her pants down and moon the
president.
The police officers that were kind of like holding fort. It was something like that.
Okay.
Now, the lady was basically just flashing her ass at these cops for a good 5 minutes.
Okay.
And I'm thinking, look, this is a form of protest. Normally, strippers normally want $10 for this kind
exactly.
of gear.
It's like, also a perfect opportunity for some rubber bullet training, isn't
straight
it?
Straight into
target practice.
For me, I thought these guys were just getting a free show.
Yeah.
So, good on them.
Yeah.
Well done.
Well done. The boys in blue.
Exactly. In the right gear. Look at this lady's ass. Kimmy asked the question, so if I stay up all night instead of waking up early, will Kimmy get her points back? Because we deducted some points off the power rankings.
We did, yes.
For a couple of different things over the last month.
Bit of tardiness, Greeno.
A little bit of tardiness, but she's fixed that up the last couple of weeks. So
asking for points.
Asking for points, automatic
penalties. Now, is this not asking for points? Even though it's asking for renewal of points. It's asking for the return of points, which she believes are ill-gotten, but she didn't go through the official process of point reclamation.
She didn't ask for points per se. I'm going to say she was clarifying whether certain tasks redeem points.
Oh, I think you're on a technicality there.
We're in a grey area here. I'm not going to penalise.
Can the owner and CEO of TAVshow.com, James R., is in the chat.
Yeah.
Can you get Dorothy to put on the end of month team meeting agenda discussion around reclamation of points?
Yep.
And, you know, the process, we need to put in place a process for people to get in touch and ask for their power ranking points back. If they believe that they've been taken away through some kind of ill circumstance.
Like a procedural fairness thing.
I think so.
Yeah, understandable.
So. Yeah.
They can have their case. James will obviously oversee proceedings.
Yes. In between lommy massages.
Exactly. As an arbitrary body, we'll get Dorothy to be
the witness.
The witness and also the person with the quick typing of all the notes.
Who's that person?
You know, the legal in there when you go to court. He's the chick.
How's it go? the chick, like, it's just one.
It's just one of them.
She gets shipped around to all the courtrooms.
All the courtrooms, just the one that types really,
she's
really quick.
That's why she has to type quickly, because she's got to be in Boston in like 20 minutes to do another court case.
Exactly.
Yeah.
At DocG 2018 pointed out Meredith Baxter Burney, who we pointed out because Sin Sake was like, why don't you talk about shows that have hot chicks in it?
And okay.
Like Family Ties with Meredith Baxter Burney.
Yep.
Apparently she came out as a lesbian years after that show ended.
Did she really?
Don't see that impacts the hotness. regarding,
if anything, it enhances it
potentially. Yeah. Regarding shows with hot chicks, Sinsoke pointed out his one that he'd recommend: Murphy Brown. Which one are you talking about, Corky
or Candace Bergen?
Definitely not Candace Bergen.
No,
got to be Corky. That show has made a comeback.
I don't know. I don't think I could ever be sexually attracted to a woman named after a dog.
That's it.
Hey, Corky.
A character was named Corky.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Yeah. That show made a comeback. I saw the debut episode.
Yeah.
Like, everything's getting rehashed.
Just because it's back on TV doesn't mean it made a comeback. Like, if you played baseball for 20 years and you're reasonably good, you don't play again for another 15 years and then you come back, but you're in the minor leagues getting struck out week after week, that's not necessarily a comeback. It just means you're playing again.
The show's back on TV. They keep on rebooting the stuff. So they're bringing back shows. You had...
For Happy Days.
You had Full House.
Yeah, Full House came back.
Yeah,
but all the kids are adults now.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. Now the kids have got kids.
Roseanne.
You got Roseanne that came back, and now Murphy Brown. I watched 5 minutes of it, and I'd already predicted the first 6 jokes.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Sitcoms, just fucking terrible, man. Yeah.
There are some good sitcoms, but, you know, the traditional Hackney.
As soon as it's got a laugh track, leave.
Out of there.
Just leave.
Get out of there.
Interested in the chat. Top 3 favorite sitcoms that you enjoy.
Okay.
Shout them out. Of mine, Arrested Development.
Arrested Development.
Scrubs. I'm a big fan of Scrubs.
Right.
And that's the only 2 I can think off the top of my head.
Okay. I like Seinfeld.
Oh, and how did I forget Seinfeld? Jesus. Yeah. I was only talking about that earlier today when I was pissing and moaning to my wife about Murphy Brown.
I don't think there's ever been a better sitcom than Seinfeld.
Would The Simpsons be considered?
But that's an animated.
Yeah.
Does it count?
Technically, yeah.
Is it an animated sitcom or
with
just
that being
an animated
said, though,
show?
That's gone on too long. So I agree with you. I'll go Seinfeld, definitely number one. Yeah. I have Arrested Development number 2, Scrubs number 3.
Simpsons seasons 1 through 10, maybe.
Yeah. And even 10's pushing it.
Yeah, definitely.
That's it. Jeez, this show's gone for a while.
Yeah, it is.
30 minutes in, we're halfway through segment one. Let's plow through these and we'll take a break.
Okay.
Since I asked, what if the only urinal left is the kids' one and it's 2 feet below your dong? You'll miss. Now, because we were talking about... To put into context, that's the thing. We've got to put these things into context.
A week later.
I was talking about how people who spit into urinals,
yep.
Have a look at yourself because you can't aim your piss to begin with.
And so I was saying it's actually easier to aim the spit in the urinal than it is to piss in the urinal, because the mouth is closer to the eye. So it's like the difference between shooting, having your eye right over the barrel.
Yeah.
And shooting from the hip.
Shooting from the hip, exactly. Yeah. My question would be, I just wait for a urinal that's correct height.
Which for you, in your case, would be very, very short.
Which is pretty much the kids' one anyway, because I'm a midget.
Otherwise, you have to jump in the air to get it in the cup.
Oh, exactly, man. I've got a stepping stool I take to use the big boy toilets.
Do a headstand.
even then, still not big enough. At 7 Tears asked, if he's still cleaning his stove, how the fuck does he cook anything Hot Pockets? Because we talked about the stove.
Yes, that's right.
We've been scrubbing the hot stove for the better part of 3 weeks.
That stove doesn't actually get used for cooking stuff.
This is just...
That is just for trade talk.
This is straight for MLB hot stove.
Greeno actually has another stove in his kitchen.
Yeah, it's a cooking stove.
The regular stove
the
for cooking.
Stove. Yeah,
that's right. The hot stove is not the cooking stove. The cooking stove is not the hot stove. Don't confuse the two.
Correct. The owner and CEO of TAVshow.com.
And we take the hot stove to Unity Day.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, but we're not plugging it in this year because we had an issue with scalding children. And this year, the owner and CEO of TAVshow.com, Greeno James R., refused to pay the insurance cover charge for all the kids being scalded by the boiling hots with boiling.
Exactly. And Dean Hutton burned his moustache last year as well.
Yeah, singed it right off.
Issues everywhere. Speaking of the owner of TAVshow.com, man, this show, each week it gets worse. Was it? Who said we waffle a lot? Too right. We're 31 minutes in. Jesus. Yeah.
We're only just warming up.
We're warming up. I'm not going to bed till midnight tonight. It's terrible. James R. pointed out, he goes, geez, these guys spend all my money on jerks and dildos. because we were talking about how at Unity Day we're gonna AI dildos.
That's why we were so happy to be signed up to the website, James, because now we don't have to spend our money on jerks and dildos. Now we could spend the company's
100%
the gold credit cards.
And I'd be careful of that terminology, because if Yahoo Serious and Eden Carr
get wind of
you referring to them as jerks. Hell will pay.
Not to mention Sonia Dada.
Oh, yeah, Sonia Dada.
Sonia's from Chicago. They don't fuck around.
Exactly. And don't forget Crazy Uncle Jerry DePoto is going to be there doing live trades of the axe.
He'll trade himself out.
I got some good news. I got teasers. Yeah. I got some good news about Unity Day a little bit later.
Oh, excellent. Looking forward to that.
A bit of Yahoo Serious news.
Oh, fantastic. You got in touch with him.
at Jewel SC pointed out, was there a transition I missed? And I was trying to work out what she meant. Then I went back and listened to the portion where she made the comment.
She thinks you're a tranny.
No, in the middle of a convo of talking about MLB trades, we switched to Hyundai talk and spent 5 minutes talking about dildos. What happened? There was no transition.
You got to be a week-to-week fan to get those little in-jokes, Greta.
Exactly. At Jewel SC as well said, her son is about to become a gamecock.
Oh, well done.
So she has to now keep, she needs to keep a straight face at these games.
Yeah,
now.
Give that woman's son a nice Gary for becoming Gary! A big cock, Greta.
It's signing on a cock. Well done. And to wrap it up,
yep.
Here's a one I saw. From at Zevy Wheezy.
Wheezy.
Hear me out. At Zevy Wheezy, great show, guys, from number 2 in the power rankings.
Oh.
And then I looked at it and I'm like, hang on a sec. We've got a double up here.
Oh, dear.
Poor old Sin Soaked. Mm. He's been sex spotted. And we have a new number 2.
Friend and foe alike, join me, Varun Prasad, every week on the Common Discourse Weekly Roundup podcast. You can follow the show on @TCDTweet on Twitter and Periscope. Subscribe to the show on YouTube, StreamMe, iTunes, or your preferred podcast platform. If you like what you hear, or you would like to express your raging discontent, please consider leaving us a review. The Common Discourse, independent political opinion, thought, and analysis for the people, by the people.
Now with less than 3% sport content, it's The Starting Block on TAVshow.com.
Yes, back on the block, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Remember, if you want to get in touch with us, Greeno, the best way to do it would be via the little blue bird at The Starting Block, one word, drop the K at the end. Also, check us out on iTunes and Podbean. Just look for The Starting Block in the store. Also, exclusive, Greeno, to TAVshow.com, plus YouTube, Periscope, StreamMe.
Correct. We were talking off air, once again, kimono pool, about how...
Well, the kimono's already gone, remember?
We've taken it off, we burn it.
We've taken it off. Yeah. We're never again wearing a kimono.
Correct.
Au naturel from here on out.
About how this show has now become one big fat in-joke.
In-joke, yeah. It's just one rolling in-joke into an in-joke into an in-joke.
Yeah.
So we're now, every single week, we're now drudging up jokes that are like 2 months old.
Yeah.
And they're not even funny anymore.
No, they weren't funny to begin with.
But what we're doing is completely restricting our audience now, because anybody who comes in and listens for 5 minutes just sits there and goes, what the fuck is these, what are these guys talking about?
Why are they crapping on about Dorothy Boyd?
Why are other people commenting on these, you know, nonsensical non-points that have no relevance and no topical relevance whatsoever?
Yeah, these Periscope comments don't sound like regular talkback listeners.
That's right.
Yeah.
Where's the anger?
Where's the anger? Why is there less outrage?
Yeah, why aren't people complaining about taxes or immigrants or something?
Exactly.
Yeah.
But fun nonetheless. We appreciate you all.
That's it.
Now, obviously, a very important part of this show, Damo, is the listeners.
Yes.
And most importantly, how we choose to rank them.
The power rankings.
The power rankings, that's right. The power.
See, this is a perfect example of what we're talking about.
That's it. One big fat in-joke.
New listeners coming in go, power rankings? Yeah. What? What?
We rank our listeners, because what happens is radio stations, what they normally do, radio
listeners
shows,
rank the shows on radio stations.
Correct.
We flip the script.
We do it in reverse, because what they normally do, they're trying to get more listeners. We do the opposite. We go, look, we're going to pick the cream of the crop.
Yep. And the rest of them can go to hell.
And we're going
to
elevate you guys. And then if anyone else doesn't want to like trudge to try and get our approval,
then they're not worth it.
Then we don't want you listening anyway.
That's right.
So
maybe we should open up the power rankings beyond the top five.
We've only got five listeners anyway. Don't worry about
it. That's true.
So this week I received a little text from one big fella, and the big fella being my dad.
Yes, the big fella. Yep.
Now, this is what I woke up to on Saturday morning. Yep. On my way, heading to the dentist, bit of work need to be done.
A little bit of work done.
A little bit of work done.
A little bit of golden cap screener.
A little bit of grills.
A little bit of grills.
And whatnot.
Yeah.
And got this, and he's like, son, just catching up on the show. Here's his text. Son, just been catching up on the show. I'm honored that I'm now number two in the power rankings for the show. Now, that is...
That was very short-lived.
Though. That is if I've not been replaced on this week's show that I've just started to play. Now, he was catching up on the last two episodes.
Ah.
So a fortnight ago, he was ranked number two because I realised, massive oversight...
He got pushed over the top of Sinsoak.
Correct. Yeah. I realised that I'd been ignoring anyone who's non-social media.
Yeah, that's right.
Forgetting that he goes to, you know... family functions, work Christmas parties.
He does his sharing of the show in real life situations.
In real life. He harasses people on the street. Like, hey, have you ever listened to the podcast?
You got to listen to this podcast.
That's right. I'll send you the link. Yeah. Who are you?
Why are you talking to me?
Now, he was number two.
Don't touch my son.
So I had to... Why are you asking my child for his phone number so you can send him the link? So I had to break the news to him. And I'm like, well, bad news for you, big fella. I'm glad you're honored. I'm glad you're appreciative.
Yeah.
You got bumped in this week's show. You may not enjoy it.
Yeah.
This is the text I got back after undergoing a bit of dental work.
Yep.
Is stuff Periscope comments. Mm-mm. Blood should take precedence.
Oh.
This may now mean some problems with the supply of 150 lashes the next time you're over here.
Ah, for our American listeners, 150 lashes is a Pilsner beer, Greeno.
It is a beer. Now,
down here in Australia, it's quite a fine drop.
Exactly. Now, my dad, he makes a very top-notch home brew, and my favourite of said drops is the 150 lashes.
Yep.
So this put things into context for me.
So now if you want to get into power rankings, you've got to bring a beer supply.
So, updated power rankings.
Oh, dear.
Equal first.
You shameless pig.
Kimmy and the big fella tied first. I can't risk the beer supply being cut off.
He's bribing you.
Well, not bribing.
You should say, we do not give in to the demands of starting block terrorists, Greeno, power rankings terrorists.
When it impacts the beer. Different story.
You are an Australian.
Because, secondly, Christmas at the big fella's place this year.
Ooh.
I can't be rocking up on Christmas Day.
So how about we give him equal first in the power rankings until Boxing Day? And then you've got a whole year to make the relationship better.
No, because remember, the power rankings restart on start of the new year anyway.
So you're covered anyway.
So, yeah, equal first.
I've got a plan for you. How about you make the big fella equal first in the power rankings for the week before Christmas every single year?
Every year. And before every family function.
Before every family function.
When I need the homebrew.
At his house.
Yeah, at his house.
At someone else's house, it doesn't matter, unless he's bringing homebrew with him.
No, because he's a good man, and he normally brings homebrew to my house as well.
Does he really?
So any family function, number one.
How about this? How about you flip the script on him and say, as long as you give me double the supply of homebrew, I'll make you number one in the power rankings.
No, because he knows I'm not playing that chicken, man.
Yeah.
Because that's double or nothing.
You've got more to lose.
Exactly. I could lose the homebrew supply. So equal number one, big fella and Kimmy, and number two.
By the way, Kimmy's not happy in the chat. She says, I have to share. This is an outrage.
Kimmy, start hooking us up with free beer.
Start making your homebrew.
And send us some over.
Send a few cases.
And it's a good lesson for Sinsoaks. You want to get to number one, mate? Here's what you need to do. Hook us up with homebrew. And when we're talking numbers, I was at the Big Fellas a couple of weeks back.
Mm.
We sank 20 bottles of homebrew in a 5-hour stint.
Okay.
So that's the level of beer supply we need here to get top echelon.
Gee, they're going to be backing up semi-trailers to the studio, Greeno.
Makes sense to me.
I'll hold the supply here.
Good news, Damo. Time to get to the. Let's stop the waffle.
Oh, okay. Really? We've only just begun.
We're going to get started on serious business.
Oh, good.
Hot stove.
Hot stove, baby. Now, let's rock and roll. Come on.
Serious business here. So, last week we were talking about the situation of the stove. So, stove spot's clean.
Yeah.
We got the
sanitized.
Sanitized, dried.
Key. That's heat. Key.
That's key. We were at the point last week where we were debating and we put it to the listeners as to the best way to light said stove.
That's right.
We gave the option of match, the lighter, the gas pilot light.
Yeah.
What was option three? Oh, it was burning pants.
That's right. Tell a lie, throw the pants on the stove.
Throw the pants on the stove. We also had other written in. Someone said lit by inflamed farts.
Yes. But so, what would you light the fart with? A match?
That's this week's poll. So the poll came back.
Mm.
The outcome was pants on fire.
Pants on fire. Done.
So that then led to issue number two.
Mm.
What type of pants light on fire?
Well, it's got to be something that's very flammable.
Exactly.
I would suggest going against a polyester because that would stick to the scrotum, Greeno, as it burns, and it'd be very difficult to rip off.
Yeah.
Without ripping off a little bit of skin in tender areas.
Yeah, so you're going polyester?
No, I'm saying no polyester.
Oh, no polyester.
No
okay.
polyester, because that melts when it burns.
Yep, fair
so
point.
So it's got to be something that goes up relatively quickly and harmlessly. I would say cotton.
You're going a cotton pant?
I think I'll go a cotton pant.
I decided to divert to the pant expert.
Oh.
Magician. Don Camaro's lost his mind. Get ready for Don Camaro's Super Mega Sale Bonanza. Total liquidation of all magic and pen supplies. Ducks, box turtles, magic wands, and gorgeous barn assistance.
It's good to have Don Camaro on board again, isn't it, for another week?
Pleasure as always.
Snakes, magic hats, puppy sweaters, disappearing ink, all at prices too low to mention. Only at Don Camaro's Magic and Pets. That's Don Camaro's Magic and Pets. See you there.
Now, Don suggested...
Mm.
FUBU flip-off pants.
The FUBU flip-off pants.
You know the ones with the buttons on the side?
So FUBU is for us, by us, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, they're the ones that the basketball pricks wear.
They used to,
so they can run out when they do the high fives in the tunnel.
And then stripper pants, if you will.
Stripper pants.
Stripper pants, if you will. Buttons stripper on the
pants.
Side.
Yep.
A certain brand, it had to be FUBU.
FUBU. Only FUBU.
Because old school, apparently, those bastards go up like paper.
Oh, do they? Do they really?
That was Don's recommendation.
Okay. Well, we can't argue with Don Camaro.
Now, so unfortunately, waiting on the Don said he's going to ship me some FUBU pants.
Okay. Yep.
So waiting on
if
those.
If the pants are for us by us, how did Don Camaro get his hot little hands on them?
Oh, mate, magic.
Magic. Well done.
So waiting on the pants to arrive. So unfortunately, stove's still not lit.
Oh, by the way, Greeno, the Bearded Truth has joined us in the chat.
The Bearded Truth, man. You got to go
Jason
back.
Lyon, the Bearded
you
Truth.
You got to watch the start. Firstly, big fan of his beard.
Yeah.
Still rocking the hobo beard here.
Still got the hobo beard
still
over
got the
here.
Hobo beard still rolling. His beard, much better.
Oh, you've seen the Bearded Truth?
Of course I have, yeah.
Have you really?
Yeah, I've commented on his beard previously.
Have you really?
Yeah, 100%.
I didn't even know.
Mr. America.
Mr. America. I didn't know you two knew each other.
Oh, like, by knew each other, I've seen his tweets. Hey, we're not buddies, man. We're not, you know. We're not sharing.
Don't you want to be buddies?
Dear diary.
Would you like to be buddies?
Why not?
I can arrange a meeting.
Excellent.
Okay, good.
What will we talk about, though?
Pants.
Excellent.
Just pants.
Just pants. Nothing
polyester,
but pants.
Polyester, cotton, FUBU.
Whatever you want.
Whatever you prefer.
We can talk pants. We can talk stoves.
What about short shorts, Greeno?
I'd rather not.
Mm.
Not in the early meetings.
No.
Let's
just
save
in,
that
just
once,
in case you get a little bit of slippage.
Once in case we got to know each other a little bit more, then me and Mr. America can talk about, you know, short
what do you make of, like, I always have long shorts. I like a short that goes down at least to my knees.
I've got disgustingly ugly knees, dude. So, I'm the same. It's got to go over my knee.
Yeah, like three-quarter length shorts?
Not three quarters, just over the knee.
Just over the knee.
Just over the knee, yeah.
I like three-quarter length, ideally, but of course, you understand I'm very tall. It's very difficult to get shorts that long when
Correct.
You're this tall. So I'll settle for just to the knees.
Yeah.
I work in like blue collar work environments, Greeno. The amount of guys that wear shorts that you wouldn't be surprised to see on an 18-year-old blonde going to a nightclub is staggering.
A little bit of scrote slip?
Staggering. No, they're way too tight for scrote slip.
Oh, so it's full tuck in.
They're tucked tight, wee little shorts, Greeno.
How do you hop in and out of the truck in that kind of tight
I
short?
I think that's why they wear them, because there's more mobility.
Nah, for me, that's...
Not stretching over the kneecaps.
But it depends on the type of pant as well. Mm. Like the short, depending, once again, material.
Yep.
If it's a flexible material, different story.
Yeah. I mean, you'd swear to God you thought that their daughter was a streetwalker and he was borrowing their pants for the day.
Sharing pants.
Sharing pants.
Family pants.
That's what you want.
So Mr. America's tuned in, and for 4 minutes we've talked about pants.
That's right. The pressing issues.
The pressing issues. That's what we talk about here on the Starting Block.
Pressing hard up against the sack.
Correct. We were talking about the hot stove, remember? Serious issue.
Oh, yes. Back to the hot stove.
So because we're still waiting on the pants to arrive, haven't been able to light the stove, so not much heat in it yet. All that's happened this week was Brian McCann is signed with the Braves, and Josh Donaldson also signed a 1-year, $23 million deal with the Atlanta Braves.
There you go.
Perkin Rosenthal. So that's a hot stove.
BE from the UK will be very happy with that.
With the Braves, yeah, man.
Any news from crazy Uncle Jerry DePoto this week?
Very disappointed. So he's putting out feelers.
Okay.
So, you're talking about crazy Uncle Jerry DePoto's side burner.
Yeah, and Unity Day.
That's part of Unity Day.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, do we reveal the news? We're 50 minutes in.
Yeah, we better do the Unity Day news now because we're not going to have any time otherwise.
Unity Day. So, we talked about crazy Uncle Jerry. He'll be there.
This is the event hosted by the Starting Block, courtesy of Trust and Verify, TAVshow.com. Greeno, the owner and CEO, James R., is writing the checks as we speak.
Correct. So, basically, what we're doing is that there's been we need to bridge the gap between Indigenous Australians and the white Australian population.
And all the other arseholes who are bigots and racists.
Correct.
So, and we were finding that Australia Day, Greeno, is such a contentious issue every year after every year after every year. People are going, oh, you can't celebrate Australia Day. It's racist. Other people are saying, no, everybody should come together on Australia Day. Yep. We decided, scrap all that. Let's call it Unity Day.
Yep.
And we'll decide the event. So we've got Yahoo Sirius doing script readings from his two movies.
Three movies. Reckless Kelly.
Young Einstein. And the other one.
Yep.
We've also got Sonia Dada playing Lover, You Don't Treat Me No Good No More on rotation. For the whole event.
In between Yahoo Sirius readings.
We've got BE from the UK. You can purchase a AI-fueled robotic dildo at the front counter.
Mm-hmm.
BE will then read to it a story of your choosing.
Correct.
And then when you leave, we'll give you a token. When you leave, you pick up your dildo on the way out. Because we can't have people walking around with dildos in their hands. Somebody might have their eye out.
Exactly.
We've also got crazy Uncle Jerry DePoto coming in, who may do some trades on talent on the day.
Exactly. So Yahoo Sirius may be traded for who knows.
We are trying to get Ryan Seacrest.
We were questioning whether we could get Seacrest in the trade, but we heard we may have to give up Eden Gahar, who's our host.
That's right.
As well as Yahoo Sirius.
The former host of 1990s child game show called Vidiot.
Exactly. So it's a crack operation there.
We've brought together all of the big draw cards, Greeno.
Because we figured that group of people is
the eclectic.
Is able to unite Australia.
That's right. And everyone else.
And everyone else as well, exactly.
No pets, no children.
No, definitely no children.
No children after last year because we had the boiling hots Dean Hutton in the tent doing hot stove recreations.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, he's getting a bit old, Dean.
Yep.
He spilled a couple of the hot stoves on the kiddies in the front row. It was very scary. There was lots of screaming and blood.
In Dean's defense, he was trying to get the potatoes out to put the cocktail Frankfurts in at the time.
That's right, to give to the kids.
To give to the kids and a bit of spillage. It happens. It's a bias. is that how we feel 50 minutes of people's time? I apologize, listeners. Why are you listening? I don't understand it.
I don't even know why I'm listening.
I listen
it's only because I'm here.
I listen back to this show just for the Periscope comments, and I have a question going, what the hell are we doing?
What the fuck are you talking about?
Lost it. So the good news, Damo, I spoke to Yahoo Sirius a little bit earlier.
Okay, good.
He got concerned with the news that crazy Uncle Jerry might...
he's on the trade table.
He's on the trade table.
For Ryan Seacrest.
So he said, look, I've only got three movies to recreate live performance.
Can I do something else?
I'm willing to offer an addition. I said, what do you got? What are you thinking, Yahoo? What's on the agenda?
What extra talent can you offer the franchise of Unity Day?
So good news. Early spoilers, Yahoo Sirius will now also be doing a live reenactment of Freddy Got Fingered.
He wasn't even in Freddy Got Fingered.
That's the beauty of it, because he only has three movies. He's bringing something else to the table.
We may need to get the owner and CEO of TAVshow.com, Greeno, James R., to green light a check. We may have to pay credits to Tom Green for reading the script of Freddy Got Fingered Yahoo Sirius.
Not just reading the script, live reenactments.
Live reenactments.
Yahoo Sirius.
Daddy, would you like some sausage?
Daddy, would you like some sausages? We'll be doing all of it.
Okay. Just on his own.
Just him.
A one-man reenactment of Freddy Got Fingered, doing all characters in the movie.
Exactly.
I love it.
He's going to play Rip Torn, he's going to play Disabled Girlfriend, and he's going to play Freddy. Time for a break.
Hello, everybody. This is Chris McDonald. I want to take this opportunity to invite you to listen to our Mac Files broadcast every Monday through Friday night from 9:30 to 10:30, right here on Periscope, YouTube, and Facebook Live. We always have a wide variety of guests that talk about faith, make America great again, the nation, President Trump. We deal with a lot of law enforcement issues, a lot of immigration issues, and issues that are very relevant to the time that we live in. Friday nights, 11:30, the one and only James R. joins us for Pirate Radio, one of the liveliest shows late night that you'll ever have. And then Sunday nights, we have Pastor Ronnie Mitchum join us at 8:30 p.m. for our Sunday night faith chat. And be there. We're looking for you. Join us each week. God bless.
Welcome to The Starting Block. Follow on Twitter at The Starting Block. Drop the K at the end. Find the podcast on iTunes or on tavshow.com.
Yeah, back on the block, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Earth Report time, Dan.
Earth Report.
And combination of Earth Report and the final, the end.
The very last.
Of the farewell tour of Golden Girls Facts supplied
Golden
by
Golden Girls Facts. Are we going to change our intro music once we transition away from Golden Girls Facts?
Oh, we're still the official show of the Golden Girls, though.
Yeah.
So we'll put it to the listeners.
Do a Twitter poll. Should we keep Thank You for Being a Friend or should we move on to Greener Pastures?
New intro song, and if so, suggestions.
Yeah, should we become the new official, unofficial podcast of some other, crappy TV show from the 1980s/90s?
Like maybe Good Times.
Good Times.
Good Times.
The official Good Times podcast.
Stand on minds.
The Earth Report, Greeno.
Does that count as an impression?
Dynamite!
Dynamite! No,
everybody does that one.
Yeah, it still counts, though.
No.
Earth! Wind! Water!
Heart!
Go Planet!
By your powers combined, I am Captain Planet!
This week's Earth Report, Greeno, sent in by the Earth Reporter himself, BE from the UK, also from the EU, from Earth, you'll find. Fury over twisted room at sex hotel, Greeno. A sex hotel in Bangkok has been blasted horrendous and disgusting for its new Nazi-themed room, complete with murals of Adolf Hitler. The communist room is one of the largest at Villa Love Hotel, Thailand, and is said to be extremely popular with swingers and randy groups looking for solid orgies. Now, see, why is the communist room so popular, but the Nazi room is unpopular? The communists were arguably worse than the Nazis were. They killed a lot more people than the Nazis. Why is communist sex so hot, but Nazi sex frowned upon? I don't get it. I don't get it.
I don't have an answer to your
question.
Wouldn't
you like to be laid in Bangkok by an Aryan, Nazi aficionado, Greeno?
No.
Come to think of it.
Not really.
But rabbis in the Jewish community in the area blasted the room and urged authorities to intervene, Greeno. Despite the fact that Hitler wasn't a communist, as the name of the room suggests, two giant images of the fascist German leader hang above the king-size bed, with a giant swastika painted behind a TV playing hardcore Japanese porn. That's an Axis room.
It is.
Right there.
Question. So this
that's combining the best of both worlds.
So this is a sex room, right?
It's a sex room, yes.
So when they say they blasted the room...
Yeah.
just want to check what they mean by that. So they were displeased with the room.
Yeah, they blitzkrieged it, Greeno.
Yeah. All time. Yeah. Next.
Yes. Massage me in my Luftwaffe. The Russian communist hammer and sickle has been mounted on another wall. Designer creates thigh gap jewelry to highlight women's unhealthy obsession with super skinny legs, Greeno. Do you know what thigh gap is?
I do understand what the thigh gap is. That's literally the gap between the thighs, right? So when you put your legs together and there's a gap at the top, there's a V.
That's right. Now, see, I've been told that this is apparently a hot thing.
Really?
I never noticed.
I've never noticed either.
If I'm looking a woman up and down, I'm not going for thigh gap.
Yeah, check out a thigh gap. Yeah. I'm looking in other areas.
Wow, look at all the air there.
Yeah.
Look where the skin isn't.
Look at all the nothing.
Yeah, exactly. The thigh gap is increasingly becoming one of the world's worrying body aspirations for young women. And now, I mean, if you keep your legs open all the time, there's plenty of thigh gap.
That's a much more enjoyable view.
Exactly. And now a jewelry website appears to be catering to the trend, selling bespoke gold chains designed to hang in the space created by two concave thighs, Greeno. Two concave thighs. That would probably be the only time where it would be fun to work in a jewelry store.
Potentially.
Yeah. Can you show me what you've got in thigh gap?
Yeah.
Okay. Don't mind me. Yeah. Would you like to come back into the back room?
Back room.
We'll measure you up.
Yeah.
The piece is created by Su Kyong Bae. Oh, that's nice. Thigh Gap, a designer from Singapore for company T-Gap. T-Gap, very creative there in Singapore, aren't they?
Thinking outside the square.
Wow, genius. Genius marketing. Retail between 175 quid and 195, Greeno.
For thigh gap jewellery?
For thigh gap jewellery.
Well, that's just, well, I'm already out.
You're out. Oh, you're tied definitely us. Out. Yeah. The 18-carat gold-plated pieces are designed as chains that loop around the tops of the thighs, dangling a gold tassel between them. Interesting stuff. Pumped with a petrol pump, Greeno. It has been reported that a meth overdose led to a Pennsylvanian woman inserting a petrol pump into her rear end and begin pumping fuel into her body. I don't know. I don't know about the validity of this story. I'm not sure that there's enough meth on planet Earth to make someone put a fuel pump into their own asshole and proceed to fill her up, so to speak. Did she use super?
That's it. E10. Diesel.
Was it unleaded?
Yeah.
You wouldn't want leaded.
No.
It's very bad for the environment, Greeno. Yeah.
And your ass, apparently.
That's right. Shocked witnesses said the woman called out, "Oh, that feels good," before the cashier activated the emergency shutoff.
That is bull. There's no way that story happened.
The woman was collapsed and was rushed to hospital.
There you go.
There you go.
That can't be right.
Too much junk in the trunk, Greeno.
What's going on in Pennsylvania? Yeah. All right, so final Golden Girls fact, Damo. Like I said, BE's been trailing through the internet for months.
Did he rewatch the series again?
No, because this is a non-series related fact. He's gone out. He's already done that stuff. Now it's kind of like memories. How can we keep the dream alive?
Yeah.
Fitting to announce that as the final Golden Girls fact, that a set of Golden Girls action figures were recently unveiled.
Now, come on. I need to pull you up there. Yeah. What action did the Golden Girls, besides Blanche?
Besides Blanche.
We know Blanche got involved in a lot of action.
Yeah.
But what kind of action did the rest of the Golden Girls
knitting.
Engage in? Knitting.
Knitting.
Action packed knitting.
That's all I can think
that's
of.
That's it.
Witty retorts.
I mean, after an afternoon on the prunes, there might be some action in the upstairs laboratory.
Exactly. Yeah. They were recently unveiled at a San Diego Comic-Con. Now, yeah. I've seen a lot of Comic-Con nerds.
Have you?
I don't think they're interested too much in the Golden Girls, personally. The 8-inch high figurines were produced by a collectible toy company named NECA.
It might come in handy for that relation who's in the nursing home, Greeno, who really wants to meet Estelle Getty.
There we go.
Here you go. I found her.
Found her.
Wow, she's a lot shorter than I thought she was.
I didn't think she'd more than 8 inches.
Yeah, she fits in my handbag, Nana.
Here's the kicker. The entire collection costs $115.
Wow.
That's it. Yeah. Wait, give it a couple of weeks.
Maybe we can turn Ruth into a bit of thigh gap jewelry.
There we go.
Yeah, we can have her dangling in the gap.
Have a little B. Arthur just dangling.
A little B. Arthur.
Dangling there. Now that is a thigh gap jewelry I can get
on board. Just B's head?
No, the whole body.
The whole body.
It's got to be dangling. If you can do the gap, do it properly. Have you got the picture up?
I can. I'll put the picture up now.
BE sent through the picture.
There you go. There's the Golden Girls.
Yeah. Go and grab yourself. Figurines. They'll be after the San Diego Comic Con, they'll be exclusive at Don Camaro's store.
Don Camaro's Magic and Pets.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Go grab yourself a set to keep the dream alive, and thank you for being a friend. Well done, BE.
Well done. And that's the end of the Golden Girls facts, Greeno.
I played that properly.
Yeah.
We'll play it again for BE.
Nice, Gary!
So the Golden Girls farewell tour of the Golden Girls facts has come to an end.
Has come to an end. For another probably 6 months.
6 months.
And then it'll be the Golden Girls reunion tour. All right. We're already in overtime, Damo.
Yeah.
So time to get to sport. The show's now starting.
Okay. This is the official show.
This is the official
Everything
show.
Else was pre-show.
Exactly. Right. College football!
Football. Genuine American football.
I saved a little bit of research because two of the teams on the block rundown played against each other.
Oh, wow.
The Tree Nut 62.
Yep.
Michigan 39.
Oh, dear.
Mississippi State 35 over Old Miss.
How do you score 62 points in a game?
Because it's college football, man.
So no one tackles.
Nah, defense. It's kind of like, what's it called? I should have looked in that.
Yep.
It's kind of like something where lots of points are scored.
Okay, that's great. You can tell why we're the number one sports show, why we were the number one sports show on 2GLF.
That's why we don't talk about sport.
Yeah.
Hawaii 31, San Diego State 30 in overtime.
Comment in the chat from General Eaton, Greeno, in regards to the Golden Girls figurines. Real tea brewing action.
Oh, definitely. And to wrap it up, Clemson 56 beat the Gamecocks 35.
Oh, no. The Tide beat our Cox, Greeno.
Nothing worse than a spank cock, Damo.
Yeah. The Tide, the Cox got wet, Greeno.
Yep.
By
yep.
the Tide.
Well done.
Thank you.
I believe that's the end of the college football season.
Is it really?
Aside from the playoffs
it's
now.
It's all
yeah.
over, is it?
I think it's all over.
So isn't there a bunch of bowls now? The salad bowl, the chicken bowl?
No, because last week, oh, that's right, the Mississippi State won the egg bowl.
The egg bowl.
And I asked Lynn, I'm like, why is it called the egg bowl? And I'm like, well, because the trophy looks like an egg.
Who plays in a salad bowl, Greeno?
Good question.
Yeah, only the children. Get out of there. Out of it.
One thing I wouldn't do, I wouldn't put the cock in the bowl.
You don't put cocks in the bowl.
Cocks in the bowl. Keep the cocks away from the bowl.
Exactly.
Now, good news, we've got a college football stat man.
I'm a stat man.
Not just one, but Lynn sent through three. Lynn's our official college football stat man reporter now.
Comment in the chat, Greeno, from Sin Soaked. He yep. said, I asked you not to read the Michigan score.
Yeah.
But we had to read the tree nuts.
We had to read the tree nuts score.
For Stephen Sears.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah. you know, it's a catch 22.
Yeah, we can't win.
Here you go. Oh, revise then. We'll redact that. Tree nuts 62. 39. college football stat man, literally every player on both teams. Oh, in that Mississippi State versus Ole Miss game, every single player was flagged for unsportsmanlike conduct.
Really?
There was a hockey-like brawl.
That's fantastic.
First time ever, both or every single player has ever been flagged.
So who cares about the game? Who won the fight? That's what I want to know.
Mate, it was a push and shove.
Ah, really? Handbags at 50 paces?
Admittedly, these guys are wearing helmets. Why would you punch?
Well, exactly. Yeah. You'll break your wrist.
Exactly. how about Hale State's defense, Damo? Mm. The unit finished the regular season allowing just 12 points per game with only 12 touchdowns, the fewest in the nation.
There you go.
And to wrap up current college football stat, man, the nation's best defense, number one in scoring defense, fewest TDs allowed, yards per play, pass efficiency, defense, red zone TD percentage, and fewest 50-yard plays. Or Mississippi State.
There you go. Well done.
Thanks, Lynn, for sending those through.
Yep.
And the good girl, Lynn, is...
I'm a stat man.
My favorite type of stat man.
Yep.
Delayed college football stat man.
Delayed college football stat.
So those new to the show.
Yeah.
Occasionally, Lynn sends through random stats that happened, you know,
but
years
only
ago.
Only dealing with Mississippi State.
Correct. Doesn't matter. They're delayed college football stats.
Correct.
And what better place to put them on than our show?
That's right.
Stats from years ago.
The delayed in-joke show.
And
I mean, we're still talking about the fucking Golden Girls.
Exactly. Yeah. And she's excelled because she's found a stat pre-Golden Girls.
Pre-1937? Yeah. That's incredible.
That's amazing. Mississippi State Bulldogs, the 1980 Egg Bowl champs, Damo, had John Bond, the Sports Illustrated Offensive Player of the Week in 1980. Mississippi player John Bond with Sports Illustrated Defense Player of the Week with 163 pass, rushing yards and 151 passing yards. Well done.
What an honor.
Delayed stat man.
John Bond. Where is he now?
Where is he now? Dead.
Yeah.
Definitely dead.
He's probably working at the petrol station where the young lady inserted it up her rump.
Yeah. Woo. Yeah. Speaking of motorsport, Damo.
Yeah.
Petrol. Mate, we'll leak.
Ah, very well done, Green. Ah, that's a champion segue. Give yourself a nice Gary for that.
For that? No. Yeah. That's a tip of that.
Tip of that.
Scotty McLaughlin won the V8 Supercar Championship in the final race of the year. Now, if you reflect back, to this exact same show last year, I said how proud I was of Scotty McLaughlin, became a fan of this guy for the fact that he got penalized after the race that ended up taking the championship off him last year.
Yep.
Instead of complaining, threatening lawsuits and whatnot, he came out, he said, he apologized. He's like, I apologize to the team for the indiscretion.
Like,
the indiscretion was like a pit lane penalty or something like that he ended up copping.
Yep.
And he goes, I'll just have to come back and win it honestly next year.
And he did.
And he did.
Wow,
so
well done.
Well done to Scotty McLaughlin.
Tip of the hat for that.
I'm giving nice
Gary.
But I'm going to give another
nice Gary
to Scott McLaughlin because how did he celebrate the VA championship win?
Yeah.
He decided to see how many McDonald's chicken nuggets he could staff into the trophy. 46 is your answer, Damo. 46.
We've got strange ways of celebrating down here.
Exactly.
Yep.
I don't know if you heard this news. Officially, in F1, he's back in a squad in the
yes, team. Robert Kubica.
Is this the greatest motorsport comeback of all time?
It has to be. It has to be.
Actually, no, I say second. Nicky Lauda.
I'm incredibly happy for him.
Oh, so I'm wrapped to see him back.
8 years, Greeno.
For the American listeners, Robert Kubica, very talented F1 driver.
Touted to be like, he would have won a championship.
Would have won a championship. Also raced rally, was in a massive accident that almost severed his hand.
Yep.
To the point that he had no feeling in his hand for about 4 or 5 years.
Yeah, he kept racing rally cars though.
Yeah, with
but
one hand.
He couldn't race the Formula One cars just due to the mechanics of how you have to operate the wheel. There's all these buttons on the wheel and shit. So his hand wasn't in, you know, a useful state.
Yeah,
Eight years he went through this.
Exactly.
Rehabilitation. Now, they've designed him a special wheel, haven't they? This is how much they rate him.
He's been a test driver for the last couple of years, and he's shown that, he's got the pace. So, back with Williams for next year.
Well done, Robert.
Very happy to see him back.
Did you give him a nice Gary, or should we definitely?
Nice Gary!
And we're going to wrap it up with the Australian test squad demo. Mm. So the tests start here next week, Thursday, I believe.
Is anyone paying attention? Is anybody watching?
Well, not at the moment. They're not because it's on Foxtel. So
that's right.
Only 30% of the nation can view it to begin with.
There you go.
And then you've only got about 10% that want to watch it.
Will it be on radio still, ABC Radio?
Yeah, it should be on radio. Okay. But this will be on free-to-air, so that's fine. We can watch the tests. So the squad is Aaron Finch.
But Channel 7 or Channel 10.
Channel 7.
Channel 7. Okay.
The test is Aaron Finch, Pat Cummins, Peter Hanscom, Marcus Harris, Joss Hazlewood, Travis Head, Usman Khawaja, Nathan Lyon, Mitch Marsh, vice captain, Sean Marsh.
Mitch Marsh, vice captain.
Yep. Tim Payne, captain. Mitchell Starc, Chris Tremaine, and the asparagus spearhead, Siddle. Standouts from that. So Marcus Harris has been named to the squad to potentially make his debut. Mm. And Chris Tremaine also named the leading wicket taker in Sheffield Shield the last couple of years.
Yep.
The fact that Mitch Marsh is still there is ridiculous.
The fact that he's vice-captain means it's probably not going anywhere for a while.
Slim pickings for anyone else.
We need somebody in a leadership role.
This could literally be the first time in, as long as I can remember, Australia will lose a test series on home soil.
There you go. Well, we did lose to
South Africa a few years ago.
And England as well in 06, 07,
yeah, that's what I mean. Like, that's a decade ago.
Oh, no, that was 2010.
2010, sorry. Yeah. So it's normally we're pretty good, and India haven't beaten us out here in like 30 years.
I don't think they've ever won a series here.
Even longer.
Yeah.
Ever's
about longer. 100 years.
Yeah. Going to be a rough couple of weeks ahead, but we'll wait and see.
Yes.
All right, plugs before we go.
Follow Greeno at the starting block, one word, drop the K at the end. Follow me at Boogie Bumper. Thanks for joining us, guys. Of course, you can keep up to date with us and all of your favorite broadcasters exclusive to TAVshow.com. The owner and CEO of TAVshow.com, Greeno James R. We're not updating the website to bring you the absolute best in breaking news, Greeno. He's getting Lommy Lommy massages and pistachio nuts fed to him via tongs from Dorothy Boyd, who came from Jerry Maguire's office, who followed us out of the door. She must feed him with tongs in order to avoid losing a finger, because he is indeed like a snapping turtle when you get those pistachios in his vicinity.
In between feeding the fish that she also bought with.
That's so. Right. Don't forget Blinky.
All right. We done now?
Yeah, I think so.
Let's get out of here. Bye.
See ya.
We'll always be bosom buddies, friends, sisters, and pals. We'll always be bosom buddies. If life should reject you, there's me to protect you.
If I say that your tongue is vicious,
if I call you uncouth,
it's simply that.
Who else but a bosom buddy will sit down and tell you the truth?
Aloha, James R. here. When I'm not in court defending the boys from the starting block against slander charges...
Alleged!
Yes. Alleged. I'm hosting Trust and Verify with Boogie Bumper every Sunday night at 1 a.m. on TAVshow.com. Join us and all your favorite broadcasters there.
TAVshow.com.
You're listening to The Starting Block on TAVshow.com.